Skiing has been a popular pastime in the West for decades, but with climate change, the future of the sport is in question. Porter Fox is the features editor at Powder Magazine and the author of Deep, The Story of Skiing and the Future of Snow. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce spoke with Fox about his new book and what's in store for Wyoming.
So there's this really shocking statistic in your book that climatologists are predicting that snowpack in the West is going to decline by 25 to 100% by 2100. 100% by the end of the century? Really?
It's really crazy to think of the Rocky Mountains with no snow, but what climatologists and their computer models are predicting at this point is that it will basically just be too warm at some point for precipitation to fall and remain on the ground in the form of snow. And while coastal ranges are far more susceptible to warming in the mountains, the interior of the country is going to see it as well.
And so less snow is obviously a consequence of warming, but you also say that's not the only consequence. In the book, you spend a lot of time on a 2012 avalanche in Stevens Pass in Washington State. That avalanche killed three people. And you suggest there's a link between climate change and increased avalanche hazard. Can you explain why that is?
I hit the road and drove through the Cascades, Rockies, the Alps, and spoke with a lot of avalanche forecasters who are the snow scientists in those regions. And every single one of them told me about how avalanche risk, they've already seen increases in the instability in the snowpack. One of them put it, kind of being coy, said, this is job security for every avalanche forecaster out there because it's going to get more unpredictable. There will be more unstable layers, which is the precursor to skiers triggering avalanches.
Putting aside the avalanche hazard for just a minute, obviously snow sports are a big business in the West. What does it mean for regional economies if there's less snow?
Less snow is bad for everybody in the world. I mean, there's a billion people that depend on snow melt for their fresh water supply. But so the ski industry is specific. There was a paper that Protect Our Winters put out last year that really focused on the economic impact of less snow on the industries. And they found in the last decade that low snow years cost the winter sports industry over $1 billion. So when you compare a low snow year with an average snow year, when you're getting low snow years, you're losing a lot of money, losing a lot of jobs, losing a lot of tax revenue for the federal government. It's a big slice.
Okay, but one of the things that people tell you repeatedly in the book is that skiing isn't going away, even if snowpack is on the decline, because there's always technology. There's snowmaking, there's other alternatives. So why should we be worried if technology can fill that gap?
You know, technology is definitely going to be a stopgap measure. There's a resort down in Tennessee that uses a new snowmaking technology, a snowmaker. It can make snow up to when it's 70 degrees out. But the energy that is required and the water resources that is required to make that happen are so intense. In a world that is warming rapidly, two of the things that you're not going to have access to is cheap electricity and water. And so that doesn't seem like a sustainable way to say, okay, well, we'll just start making snow in the future.
Doesn't sound like as much fun either to be skiing on man-made snow rather than fresh powder falling from the sky.
Well, I grew up skiing in the East, so that was fresh powder for me. But it's actually surprising what other forms of skiing are already popping up around the country. This thing called dry land skiing, which is an artificial dry ski slope you can ski year-round, is very popular in the UK right now. Adaptation is already happening because it has to. People are resourceful creatures, and they will find a way to have fun. It's just probably won't be skiing powder.
So in light of that, are fake ski areas in our future? You know, I know this book was funded by a group of Jackson Hole skiers and that you yourself have lived here in Wyoming. Should Wyomingites be worried that the end of powder days is coming soon?
Jackson is in a bit of a sweet spot in several of the climate models that have come out. But overall, I spoke with NOAA hydrologist Jim Fahey, and he was telling me that between 7,500 and 11,000 feet across the state, that snowpack there has been below average since 1999 by 15 to 20%. He says it's warming up earlier in the spring, 2 to 3 weeks ahead of schedule. The snowpack calendar used to run from mid-October to mid-May, and now it's mid-November or early December to May or late April. So when you're talking about 6 weeks of less snow accumulation, and that's going to have huge ramifications on the farming and ranching industry and on water distribution throughout the state, even if there is skiing. So it's a lot bigger picture than just skiing.
Thank you so much for speaking with me, Porter.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
That was Porter Fox, features editor at Powder Magazine and the author of the new book, Deep, The Story of Skiing and the Future of Snow, speaking with Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce.